Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and we are in full draft swing here at CollegeToPro.com. We're going to be bringing you NFL Draft Blast each and every day leading up to the 2018 NFL Draft. And when we wrap the thing up, we're probably close to have 300 prospect interviews, big schools, small schools, every guy that we can find that wants to come on the show and share with what makes them a guy that could find themselves playing in the National Football League. We want to know a little bit more about them. And that brings us to today's guest. He was down at the Gridiron Showcase. That's down in Texas. It's an all-star invitation. And I think things went pretty well for him. But with that said, it's the standout defensive back, free safety, if you will, from Concordia, Raheem Hill. Raheem, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Congratulations on the great turnout down at the Gridiron Showcase. Can you believe your time in the college levels come and gone, and now you're on to the next thing?
Sir, it definitely flew past. Again, thank you for having me on the show. But, yeah, like you said, that 4 years, it sure does fly by.
Nice. And for you, how does a guy like you that ends up, you know, going down to the Gridiron Showcase, you know, small school guy, how do you kind of get maybe, you know, looked over coming out of high school? Because I think obviously your skill set, it's fair to say that you could have played at a bigger D1 level.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, coming out of high school, coming from, again, a small high school, just as well as a small college, my high school is pretty small, and we never had a winning season. So I feel like coming from small schools, whether it's at the high school or college level, you kind of have to win games and get those championships and those titles to kind of catch the scouts' eyes at the college level and at the professional level as well. So I think that was my downfall as well, coming out of high school and at the collegiate level as well.
Nice, nice. Now, growing up, I mean, did you play Pop Warner and Pee Wee?
Yeah, I've been playing football since I was 6 years old.
Let me ask you this, Raheem. Were you that kid scoring 3 or 4 touchdowns every game? Were you just better than everybody else?
Yeah, at the time, yeah. Then everybody else got good.
Well, you're still pretty A, man. You're still pretty darn good as well. With that said, when
appreciate
do you kind of start to emerge as a free safety? I mean, when does that defensive side start to become the dominant force that you become? And, you know that free safety especially is going to be your position.
Okay, all right. Funny story. So in high school, I played varsity my freshman year. I got moved up because of an injury. And I played corner my freshman year on varsity. From there on out, all throughout the season, I had, like, a big hit every game. So, believe it or not, in high school, I played linebacker. From my 10th grade year all the way up until my senior year of high school, I played linebacker. And then when I got to college, I wasn't as big as everyone else. So everybody else started growing, too. So that's when I got to college. That's when I made the transition to free safety. But it wasn't as hard, being that I was still pretty athletic for my size and that I had some experience playing defensive back from all my life up until my freshman year, and then just being moved in the box a little bit more because I was able to hit. My coaches liked that about me. So the transition from free safety, from playing linebacker from in high school, wasn't that hard. It was just more so getting back in the groove and getting comfortable along with knowing the plays and, you know, reacting off of instinct while being able to do your assignment at the same time. So I think that was about the biggest challenge. But once I made that transition, everything else was smooth sailing.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Raheem Hill, Concordia free safety, kind enough to join us on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft with this young man and find out why scouts are going to be more interested in him as we move forward to April in the 2018 NFL draft. So you get to college. Been playing linebacker at high school. You move to free safety. When does the idea that, you know what, I mean, it's on all, everybody's mind. Everybody that plays on Saturday wants to have an opportunity for Sunday. But for you personally, Raheem, when does it kind of sink in that, you know what, I'm doing pretty well. Maybe my coaches are telling me, hey, you're doing some good things. When do you kind of get that mindset that, you know, you do have an opportunity when your college days are over?
It was just, honestly, it was a lot that transpired into my process of, like, wanting to play at the next level. Obviously, it's every kid's dream to play in the NFL growing up as a kid playing football. But it was more so the guys that left before me that able to play at the pro level, that I knew I was, you know, if not better or equivalent to their athleticism, far as size, playing abilities, and, you know, having coaches that had previously coached in the NFL and that worked with NFL teams that just constantly telling me, you know, you definitely have the talent, you have the size, you know, you just have to put all those tools into one and develop yourself, and you can definitely play at the next level. So I think it was just more so, you know, having those guys believing in me and then just me believing in myself that allowed me to take on this process and, you know, take this step forward to, you know, pursue my dreams of playing in a professional level, NFL or CFL.
Definitely. I mean, look at it. You got the invite down to the Gridiron Showcase. What was it like going down to Texas, having a week to be able to practice, play, and you know, go one-on-one with NFL scouts and letting them know who you are as a man and a player?
Honestly, getting invited to the Gridiron Showcase was, like, truly a blessing for me. You know, coming from a small school, I wasn't really expecting the invite. So when I went down there, I just wanted to, you know, take full advantage of the opportunity and show the scouts and the guys that invited me down there that, you know, small school players can play as well. So it was definitely a great experience for me going against some of the top guys from schools like Cal, Oklahoma State, Vanderbilt, Nebraska, just to show those guys, you know, just because they're at a Division I level doesn't mean that they're any better than any of the guys at a smaller school level. So just having that experience and being able to showcase my talents and being able to compete with the guys at the top level and, you know, just telling my story, sharing my lifestyle with the scouts and just allowing them to get to know me better was just truly an experience, and I'm truly grateful for it. So it was awesome.
Yeah, those guys do a fantastic job, and I've been down there. I've covered it many times, and to watch it kind of grow and emerge, and it really, really is a model of consistency, and they're continuing to build that brand, and I'm glad you feel that way because, you know, it just means more guys are going to get that opportunity to go down there in the future. I ask every guy, Raheem, that comes on the show this question. You're in the film room with the scouts right now. They're breaking down some game tape of you. What do you think they're going to love? When they're watching that film, when they look at you, they're going to go, Raheem, we love this, this, and this. These are the things that we want to use a pick on you.
Sitting in the film room with some scouts, I think the one thing with me on my film that will stick out to those guys is my ability to move in different positions. I'm not only just playing free safety, I'm able to rotate down, play man coverage on the slot. I'm able to play our jacks position, which is kind of like a linebacker in certain packages, do stunts off the end with the ends and able to blitz and get pressure on the quarterback. So I think when the scouts watch my film, they'll definitely see that I'm versatile. I'm able to, you know, play multiple positions on the field. You know, not being that big of a guy, I love being in the run game. They'll see that. Also fast enough to cover and run with slots and, you know, cover the middle of the field sideline. So I kind of think that's what separates me from most players, if not make me equivalent to them as well. So I think that's what they'll stand out the most when they watch me on film.
Nice, nice. How about this one? I mean, what aren't they going to see on film that they need to know about? Might be the defensive philosophy that you guys ran with the Cardinals where you couldn't showcase certain skills. Maybe you're a massive film junkie, a workout warrior, team captain. What do these guys need to know that they can't see, but they need to know now because it's a big boost for you?
That they're going to get everything that I have out of me. I work hard on and off the field. I push guys on my teammate to better themselves on and off the field, not only in the weight room, but in the classroom as well. I'm just a humbling guy, outgoing, down to earth, that which is a coach that would love to have in their film room, their locker room. I'm not the type of guy that's going to just bring drama to the team. You know, I'm always positive, uplifting, and I'm going to bring that energy and that work ethic that every team will want to have on their roster.
Awesome, man. Great, great responses. Once again, Raheem Hill, Concordia Free Safety, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know the drill. If you missed any of these shows in its entirety, you simply go to iTunes, type in his name, NFL Draft Blast follows, or if you want to go to Blog Talk Radio, you do the same thing as well. And then we already have his draft bio up at collegepro.com. Go to the 2018 draft picks, go down to the safeties. You're going to find him on the list of guys that we've spoken to, and you can find the full bio. We'd like to say it's going to be everything you need to know about Raheem Hill as we move forward. We got his highlights. We'll have his scouting notes afterwards. So, again, nice little place to check him out as we move forward. For you going through this process, I mean, are you staying at school? I mean, do you plan on going off to like a combine prep facility? Kind of how do you get, you know, ready, you know, for the next level in terms of training and kind of being ready for workouts and pro days and everything that kind of comes with being a prospect?
Yeah, definitely. So I have a couple guys lined up as far as signing with an agent. As far as working out, I'm training at my school's gym right now, but I'm going to either sign with a guy that my quarterback is working out with at a high velocity and that's located in Canton, Michigan, or I'm weighing my options as well with my strength coach at my university who owns his own gym called Mecca in Novi, Michigan as well. So both those guys are very experienced. My strength coach, he has previous experience and current with training NFL players with the Detroit Lions. So I feel like with either one of them, I'll be in good hands and good positions to, you know, be successful and be well-trained for my pro day in the upcoming next few months. And I'm also going to head down to Atlanta this upcoming January on the 28th to do a workout for a CFL team as well with my quarterback that I'm going to go down there with him and do. So
awesome,
staying busy,
man.
Trying to get my name out there.
Definitely. Well, yeah, trust me. I work with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in the CFL, so trust me, I'm, you know, Yeah, like I said, so, I mean, everything you speak, I mean, your position, and I know, I mean, you definitely want to get to that NFL level, but, I mean, looking what you bring to the table, I'm not going to lie to you, Raheem. I mean, you have such a perfect fit defensively for a CFL team just because of your versatility and, you know, you kind of want to take everything down a size when you look at the CFL defensively. You almost want a big linebacker as your defensive front, and then when you kind of get to that linebacker role, you do kind of want that guy that would be a jack in the defense. You want that free safety linebacker-ish guy, a guy who definitely moves in space but definitely has the ability to hit
right.
or drop in coverage. And I think, obviously, those skills suit you very well. For you, do you get comparisons to anyone? I mean, do your coaches, your friends, your family, your buddies, when they, you know, joke around, you guys are laying on the couch watching the NFL on Sunday? I mean, do they say, hey, Raheem, you know, you remind me of this cat, or maybe you think, you know, you'd like to emulate this guy?
A lot of the guys on the team, they call me Baby Brian Dawkins. I love Brian Dawkins. That's like one of my favorite safeties of, like, all time. And my coaches, I know my position coach, he, like, compares me a little bit to like Earl Thomas, being a free safety, being able to roam the field and just being able to do those versatile things as well as him. So they call me a lot of things because for me, being the size I am, they know I love to hit. So they always calling me guys that's way bigger than me, Sean Taylor. But Brian Dawkins is probably by far safety size and the style of play, I'll say, it would be my favorite player that a lot of guys compare me to.
Awesome, awesome stuff, man. Well, I can't believe we're almost out of time. I was excited to get you on. I heard you did great things down at the showcase. So, again, we appreciate it because we know you got a lot of things going on. But before we let you go, we always like to wrap things up with a couple lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Okay. Yep, let's do it.
All right, let's go to the – all right, here we go. Let's go to the coach's office. Coach Schumacher, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, I know we do. We actually have a part of our camp where we do impersonations of our coaches, and it's part of the skit. Yeah, we actually do. Like we do, we've broken up into families, and each player gets to, you know, mock or simulate a coach. So we've actually have mocked coaches and made fun of them in front of them. So yeah, that's definitely something that we do as players. To our coaches.
Excellent. Let me ask you, you don't have to give the coach's name, but are there some coaches maybe on the team that you could tell don't like it?
Oh, Coach Rohde. That's our offensive coordinator. You can tell when we're making fun of him, we're definitely getting under his skin. You can see him boiling on the inside.
That's the fun stuff, man. Those are the days you can't get back. How about this one? I think you gentlemen enjoy answering this question the most. If you could take out any female celebrity on the planet, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to have to go with, I'd say Drake. That'd be my celebrity that I'll take.
All right. All right. How about female celebrity?
Yeah. You said, say that again. I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
How about a female celebrity?
Oh, female celebrity? Oh, man. Hopefully my girlfriend don't get mad at me at this one, but I'm going to have to say Rihanna. She's my favorite.
Nice. There you go. Rihanna is
yep.
hot. Our last three shows, all Rihanna's. I tell you what, she's actually in the lead. We tally up all the names. Not that anybody cares, but we always have a winner at the end of the year. Our very last show, we announce it. Now, Rihanna's the only female celebrity who's dethroned Beyonce. Other than that, Beyonce is just basically the most dominant force on earth. But Rihanna did upset her one year. Rihanna always finished second. Rihanna is always second. But Rihanna actually has to have the lead. Like I said, with our last two shows of Rihanna, you come foul firing with Rihanna. And just so you know, Megan Good usually finishes third. And then, Raheem, final question for you.
Megan Good is number two for
next.
Me.
Yeah. See, that, well, yeah. So you're right in the ballpark, man. You're definitely where you need to
yep.
be. And then the final question for you, your cleats, your spikes, what you put on your feet, if you could have anything painted on there, any kind of idea or theme, what would you want sprayed on those shoes?
It would have to be something to do with, like, autism awareness. All my life playing football, I've always done fundraisers and worked with kids that are autistic. And just throughout all those experiences from middle school all the way up into the collegiate level, it's always been something that has set, you know, in a special part of my heart, that with those, working with those kids and just seeing how happy they are when they're out on the field running around playing football. So if I can do anything and paint something on my cleat, it'll be something towards that.
Excellent stuff, man. I tell you what, man, you're number one guy. Hey, we always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. My man, Raheem, we appreciate you coming on. Best of luck moving forward. Safe travels as you're going to be kind of crisscrossing a little bit, getting your things done, my man.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
No problem. Oh, anytime. Once again, that is Raheem Hill, the standout free safety from Concordia, making his impact down at the Gridiron Showcase. That's a collection of some of the top collegiate talent in the nation, down in rubbing elbows with NFL staff, and this young man was kind of impressive. And like I said, he mentioned it. If you watch his highlights tape, I mean, you're going to kind of see that little baby Brian Dawkins in him. Kid loves the hits. You're going to notice that. And the one thing I love when he said right near the beginning of the show is he started out at defensive back playing varsity as a freshman, but then he mentioned that, you know, basically one game he was popping somebody. So that's when you kind of get that Brian Dawkins feel for him. So, like I said, you're going to enjoy his highlights. If you like hitting, you like seeing the defense being laid down, you're definitely going to want more of him. Again, if you want more of him, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, type in Raheem. NFL Draft Blast, Raheem Hill, NFL Draft Blast, or you just go to collegeyourpro.com, go to 2018 Prospects, and you'll find this full interview with more of our guest, Raheem Hill, standout safety from Concordia.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.